All right, sorry, I had to take a break to, you know, to take a breather. All right, so I was saying it's time for us to switch conversations. It's time for us to look at another issue. And I've got a regular voice, you know, usually on the show when there are security matters, a security expert. I'll introduce him shortly. But first, let me tell you what we want to talk about. Now, yesterday, I think we talked about it briefly during the open season edition for yesterday. And it had to do with the police commissioner. Remember, we have a new police commissioner who goes by the name Tunji Disun, charging officers of the Aude East Police Division to ensure that they arrest the wanted gang leader, David Gift, also known as General Tubaba. Now, CP Disu gave the charge when he led top senior police officers of the command to that area. So he visited the area yesterday, you know, just to give the police officers in that region the right morale, to boost their morale so that they can go about, you know, arresting, capturing, apprehending Tubaba and his gang. He also promised that he would give the police officers in that region the required logistics support so that they can be able to go about the business of capturing the individual who has been perpetrating violence in that region. Now, I do know, I do remember that in the course of this week, we talked about it. We talked about apprehending this boy and why, you know, it's been difficult to apprehend. And we looked at various security measures and security patterns with which we can go about. And like someone said earlier, while we were talking with the local government chairman from MOA, I think I would also have to invite the local government chairman so that from Awuda, so that he can come tell us, you know, what is being done and what has been done, you know, to help Rivers people understand what is going on in that area. But I've got Charles Nkotaria, who is a security expert. I mean, we've had conversations on this before, and we will talk about it again. But before, good evening, Mr. Charles.
Good evening.
All right. I was going to say, before we get into the conversation proper, let's take a listen to what the Commissioner of Police said yesterday.
I know what you guys are doing. I know how difficult it is for you to enter into those difficult areas. I want you to know that we are going to support you. I want you to know how important we take your job. I made up my mind. The first assignment I'm going to do is to come around and see you, to let you know how important all of you are to me. Keep safe and give me success. Nobody will kill a policeman and go away scot-free. Get me the cookie. This is going to be the first time we are meeting, and I'm sure it's going to be a regular and continuous thing. All I have to tell you at this particular moment is that I know the terrain, I will work with the people, I will partner with the people, and together we shall succeed.
All right, so the second soundbite, he was telling Rivers people, I know the terrain, and we're going to, I mean, not just Awuda East now, he's talking about Rivers State, and we're going to ensure that I work for you and I bring you security. All right, once again, welcome, Mr. Nkotaria. What do you make of what the Commissioner of Police, you know, his very first statement? What do you make of it? What do you make of what he has said?
Well, the statement is okay and assuring, but it's beyond lip service. We don't want, because the outgoing Commissioner of Police did a to this incident. So much press statement, so much press work, a lot of media work and so on, and nothing has been done to date. So we are tired of too much of political statements, our propaganda or whatever. But his visit is okay. It's a good one, you know, to encourage the team and give them the necessary boost to go into work. But the challenge in that local government is beyond the police division. There should be special squad, special team, a combined team, not just police. The Air Force need to be involved. This is a gang that comes out late night to kill their targets at will. These are people, this is not the first time they invade communities to kill and destroy. each time they give them warning and give them signal of coming, they come as promised. So it is not something they do with lip service any longer. The Commissioner of Police will match action with his words. We are tired, we are waiting, thank God he is there. It's unfortunate he is entering into the state at a time such as this, where there are a lot of surge of insecurity and pending insecurity challenges that are yet to, you know, be paid. It's unfortunate he's coming in at this time, but he has to come up with a more, you know, practical steps that will give confidence to the community and to the entire people of real estate. So the idea of just say go get him and so on, the previous commissioner Ndeka has been doing that. In fact, at the time he did a press conference that is very close to Tupapa, that they will get him any moment, you know, as to date nothing has been done. And the same guy and really come into the villages to destroy and kill people. And they promise that they will come back to do more atrocities and so on. Yeah. And so we are aware that he will do it, but they have been doing since last year. They go as far as placing ransom to communities to give them certain amount of money. If they don't give, they will come on a specific day. And indeed, they come on that same day and carry out action and kill as many as they want. They come again just a few days ago. And they promise that they will come back again and they will do more. So the Commission of Police should match actions and words together. We want to see practical results, and that is what people are looking at. Thank God he said he will work with the people. He should work closely with the people, with state security structures, state citizens and community participation by gathering real-time intelligence. They should work with the Air Force also. And the state tactical team and the surveillance unit that was donated, surveillance facilities that was donated to the police force, the state police command, should be deployed in this manner, in this matter. So we say kudos to the Commissioner of Police for his visit to the affected area, the affected site, the community, the villagers, and so on. That's a good stand, a good move. We say kudos to you, Tunji, but beyond this, we want action. We want to see practical action.
So
you are coming in a time where there is a lot of challenges and a lot of fear in the minds of people. So your action will give some level of assurance and guarantee.
Let me get you correctly. You're saying that this is beyond, you know, the Awuda East Police Division. This is beyond.
Yes, it's above, beyond the Awuda East Police Division. Because the Awuda East Police Division itself, a lot of police officers have a lot of questions to answer. Like the area commander that was there during this period had a lot of questions and a lot of porous activities that have been going on within that police division. Illegal extortion that has been going on within that place. Police officers from other states coming and do roadblock in that same division without any complaint. Nobody have lodged any complaint until victims have to reach out to the police and come to the public. The Commissioner of Police have to come on air to confirm that these police officers who are from Imo State enter into the same division and carry out extortion to soft targets and their victims. So that area have a lot of questions. The police officers, the local government authority, different people have a lot of questions to answer in that area. So asking the same police division to go for these two Baba and guys, I think it's just, he should really review that aspect very well and see how they can involve special team to go in for that gang and bring peace to
All right. You also mentioned, logistic support. What kind of support do you think the police, I know you've said it's beyond them, but let's stick with them for now. What kind of logistic support do you think the police officers in that region need in the attempt to capture General Tubaba, aka David Gift?
Other than their working tools and then all the incentive You know, because like the governor already has the 100 million naira bounty for Tubaba and his team. Do you understand? So they can also cash in that bounty and then also provide relevant incentive that will boost the morale of the officers there, you know. And more so, the officers are aware that if they're able to catch Tubaba, there's already 100 million naira on ground, you know, by the state government, which is a very laudable one. And I think relevant support, the government will be willing to give all support they need if they require any support and then they make known to the government. I am very much convinced that the government will give them the relevant support. So, but beyond this incentive and so on, the Commissioner of Police should look critically. You know, he should look at videos and the kind of equipment, the kind of weapons they use and those and so on in that area, and know that it is beyond just the police division, the Awoda Police Division. Mm-hmm. They have to really come in. It's a big challenge, you know, for the Commissioner of Police to bring down this scenario and return peace into that area and the community, because the community dwellers, from what we hear, a lot of them are fleeing the area, you know, for fear of their life and so on. Nobody is safe. If a particular terrorist group or a gang armed group will terrorize a particular community for over 3, 4, 5 months, then it's not a good thing. So the police commissioner should immediately swing into action and not just the statement is okay, but we are tired of too much of media propaganda by the police.
Right.
You know, which the previous commissioner have always dwelled on every week, comes up with people he arrested, this, that, and so and none of these people have been arrested.
Let me ask you a question. The 100 million naira bounty you made mention as an incentive, do you think it has been effective? Do you think it would be effective?
It will be effective, because I don't think the governor can make such statement, and because definitely when Tubaba, if they're able to apprehend Tubaba, activists and others will find out if the money as promised is paid.
No. Why I'm asking is, I mean, we're talking about the weapons that he carries. We're talking about how sophisticated he is in terms of arms and ammunition.
No, for that, it's not about the logistics they are going to provide. For that, he needs to incorporate other sister agencies.
Okay.
The city need to incorporate. There should be a joint task force to that effect, you know, where the army and the air force need to be involved in it. You know, because if you listen, when they did this recent attack, Saturday breaking Sunday attack, they said there was an SOS call to the police.
Yes,
and police came there,
yeah.
You know, opened fire with the boys, and there were some casualties and so on, and they left. And so, but if the air force is involved, it would have been easier to trace them. Or even if the surveillance equipment and facilities are deployed, they can monitor them as they're leaving to wherever they retire,
right,
and smoke them wherever they go to.
All right.
You know? So these are things, these are the logistics we think we should look forward to. You know, they should be able to reach out to sister agencies within the area and incorporate them.
Right.
There are Operation Delta said there are different operations that is going on. Should incorporate these forces and smoke these guys out and bring peace within the area.
Can I ask you one final question?
And another thing I also want to use this opportunity to point out is that the community people should not politicize this event, this happening.
Okay.
The community, from your series of news and so on, pointing fingers to civilians within the area, you know, none of them, if police DPO can be brutally murdered, you know, and they said they will come and kill and they come and kill, and so what has a civilian of personnel or a assembly member within the area and so on will have to do? They don't have military mind.
All right.
To go after these guys.
I would have to pause you now. We have a commercial. I wanted to ask you one more question before the commercial, but we'll do that after the commercial. All right, stay tuned, please.
Hard facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, thank you for staying tuned. 29 minutes at the top of the hour. I have my guest, Charles Nkutaria, who is a security expert, and we have been talking yet again, looking at the situation in our east. And this time it is because the commissioner of police, the new sheriff in town, has gone to the area and has charged the police officers in that division to ensure that they capture or apprehend or arrest David Gift, also known as General Tubaba, who is the perpetrator of the killing of Bako and Bashim, the DPO that was there when he was alive, and to ensure that they bring him to book or bring him to face the law. Now, we have new reports that the court has remanded the Outer East, or former Outer East chairman, Cassidy Kegbidi, a traditional ruler, Ngozi Ango, and others in correctional facility over this very issue. Welcome back, Mr. Charles Nkutaria. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So I was going to ask you the question. How long will this take? Okay, how long... I'm trying to frame the question now. If this case lingers for too long, there is the possibility that the case may be swept under the carpet. How long will it take for that to happen?
Maximum 1 week is enough for any serious security outfit or security team to get to these people. See, we are operating Awuda, and the entire river state is 11,500 square kilometers. So why is it that for over 3 months, or about 3 months or so, they are looking for one particular guy in a particular environment, and people keep seeing him? They said he comes to the community, they come in, they see him, and so on, and then the police are looking for him. He has been declared wanted, a bounty has been placed upon him, you know, and yet this guy is still free, going about his activities, you know, carrying out his threats and so on. It's embarrassing. It's really insulting to the security operatives. And that's why I feel that the Commission of Police should immediately couple a joint task force. It shouldn't just be police affair or Awuda police division. It's becoming an embarrassing situation. All right. It's a national issue that the DPO is being killed, and until now, nothing is happening. You remember when they declared the one he wanted? Mm. It's about 3 or 4 days from the day they declared wanted. He was arrested, and they killed him. You know. So what's the big deal? What's the problem? Why? What is the challenge? Why have they not been able to reach out to this guy? Mm. And why have they not been able to also deploy the relevant technology and surveillance materials and facilities that was provided by the state government?
All right.
The tactical team, all the facilities the state security have, and the contribution the state government have made. You mean the police is not able to reach out to these people and still allow them carry out their actions against the peaceful and innocent citizens, armless and defenseless citizens, asleep? So it's really unacceptable. And the Commission of Police should really sit up at this point. Thank God he has resumed work, and he has given the marching order, but it is beyond Awuda Police Division. Even the Awuda Police Division have a lot of questions.
All right. All right. Thank you very much.
Conclude.
What you want to say? Okay. Something? All right. Because I want to give.
So in a nutshell, it should see how they can escalate the response team, you know, and also work closely with the state government, you know, in this matter. Work closely with the state government, you know, make their demands and their needs known to the state government for relevant support.
All right, and thank you very much yet again for your time, Mr. Charles Nkutaria. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. All right, do have yourself a wonderful day, or a wonderful remainder of today. All right, we will continue the conversation, you and I. And the question I want to ask you is, what do you make of the new sheriff in town? I like to call him that. Whenever there's a new commissioner of police, I like to call them the new sheriff in town. What do you make of the new sheriff's, charge? Do not disgrace me, he said. Do not. Let's take a listen again.
I know what you guys are doing. I know how difficult it is for you to enter into those difficult areas. I want you to know that we are going to support you. I want you to know how important we take your job. I made up my mind. The first assignment I'm going to do is to come around and see you, to let you know how important all of you are to me. Keep safe and give me success. Nobody will kill a policeman and go away scot-free. Get me the culprit.
All right, get him the culprit, he said. 0817923002 0817923003. Let the conversations begin between you and I now. Let's get your thoughts on WhatsApp 0809030616. This one says, good evening. The best way to end insecurity is for politicians to stop buying guns for these thugs who later use the guns to arm and hurt innocent citizens after election. They know these guys are to the fullest, and if they want to apprehend them, the politicians know what to do. Thank you, Comrade Ingi Dennis from Gukana. Right, I think I did see your message on X, is it Twitter? This says, good evening, Kalada. From the look of things, it appears that the police is overwhelmed. Why can't they employ the service of other security agencies? I see this as a direct affront on both the River State government and the Nigerian police force. Let me also ask that, why is it that Auda East does not embrace us back? Anonymous. Josephine from Iwafe. Josephine, welcome. What is on your mind, please? Hello, Josephine, are you there? Hello.
Good evening.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome. Let's talk, please.
Please, I want to ask a question. Please, this boy say, please, I think last time they said that they have apprehended
some of them.
What has happened now? Have they not gotten any information from them to track those boys?
Nice question.
That's my question.
I hear some of them are in court. I mean, the news that is coming our way, I hear some. But if you've just asked a brilliant question, the boys that have been apprehended, arrested, why are we not, you know, extracting information from them? I don't know. Maybe the police are not telling us yet for security reasons.
Okay. All right. That's my first time calling.
First time caller. It's good to have you, Josephine. It's good to hear from you. All right, then. Thank you very much. All right, moving on now. I've got Promise. Promise from Rumo Dumaya is calling back. Promise, welcome on the show. What's on your mind again?
Welcome, my brother.
What's on your mind again?
I want to tell the police welcome, first of all. And I also want to make him understand that when things like this happen, you stay at the forefront. In most of the developed countries, I see Commissioner of Police staying at the forefront, not the the junior ones to go. If you are really the commissioner of police, you are the head. Go and show them proactive actions there. Go and show example. Go at the forefront. It is only in Nigeria here. It is only in Port Harcourt here. The market here, where you see people answer boss, commissioners in their offices. Go there with your men. Go there. Stay at the forefront. Not to tell the deep people there. Now that go and do the needful while you'll be in your office. Nobody wants to die. Thank you. I just could promise for a moment.
All right. Thank you very much. I've got Origi from Ogbogu. Origi, welcome. What is on your mind, please? Let's hear you.
Kalala, good evening.
Yeah, hi.
Every time I would tell people that the only easier way to end this matter is if a Ahuda local government chairman should come out and tell us the truth. And you said that you're going to invite him and ask him questions. His house is dark, he's burning fire. He has even made a statement one day. Are you not surprised?
Last guest of mine, talking about the chairman of MOR, said he may be working, and because it is not speaking does not mean he's not working. He may be working. He may be, you know, not just talking. I'm not holding breath for him, but I'm just saying.
Hello, Calada.
I'm listening.
Your house will not be burning fire, and another person will come to quench the fire. While you are in the house, you will start somewhere before people will come. There are people that own that village. They know all nooks and crannies of the whole bushes and community.
Okay.
Before Dowani was apprehended, it was the help of Omatepo that the Indonesia generally put on together and apprehended him, okay. Not government.
All right, then. All right, then. All right.
So if they want to apprehend this man in 1 week, or even one day, they will apprehend him. If really we are telling ourselves truth,
okay.
There's no truth in a bare land, as I'm talking to you. The tool of tradition is their problem.
All right.
Who will be the head and who will be the tail?
Right.
It's just their problem.
All right. Origi, thank you very much. And finally, I'm going to take Braid's call. Braid is calling from Transamati. Braid, welcome. What's on your mind, please?
Let's see. Greetings to Prince Patibo.
Every time you give me a title, I'm not a prince, I'm not an elder, I'm not a chief.
Patibo in Calabari land is a prince.
But I'm not, I mean, my father may be, my father's brothers, I do not know, but not me, I'm not a prince.
Prince Patibo. And that is the name you answer. Patibo is a prince.
All right, then. Welcome. Let's
see. Yes, we talk about the insecurity and the statement credited to the Commissioner of Police. Yes, if you watch very well, the outgoing commissioner, when he comes in, he also make a very robust speech. And you know, when they come in, they speak like a resource personnel. And at the end of the day, it doesn't go the way people are expecting them. Since this man has been declared wanted, if you agree with me, it's up to 2 months. At a country like Nigeria, by now, they should have apprehended him. They've caught some of his men, and through that, those people, investigation should have been carried out to comb their camp and other areas that would become their hideout. And up to this moment, I feel that in the government, in this seat, I think there should be an installation of CCTV camera in a strategic area that can fast-track quickly to arrest these people. And also, the Commissioner of Police, he has come in, he has made a very good speech, but for me, he should match his word with action.
All right,
by activating the officers and men, by bringing out the PPE that has been stuck in the police headquarters that they've been allegedly giving to their people to sell. Let it all come out for the officers and men to use it. They actually enhance them, to motivate them to work very well. Okay. And also enhance their welfare.
I've got to go now. I've got to go. Thank you, Braid.